In today's solo episode, I'm going to answer a question on anti-racism or allyship from our Inclusion First community. Now, these episodes are really made to get you the information that you need so that you can go and make greater change in the world. These are real questions from real people. And my goal here is to break down the question, give some answers and some insights that you can hopefully put to use as you are out there navigating your life, navigating opportunities for anti-racism, for allyship, and to really bring more inclusion into the spaces that you exist in. So here we go. Today's community question is, what are some red lines when we poke fun at our colleagues? And this question, this is an interesting question to me because we have this whole culture where it's okay to make fun of people about certain things. And some of these things go into the areas of race and gender and body size and ability and skin color and all of these things that actually aren't really things that anyone wants to be teased on. But because it's socially acceptable within our society to do so, you just kind of go along with it, right? Oh, ha ha, your hair's so nappy. Ha ha, yeah, that's super funny. Oh, your skin's so dark. Oh, yeah. I guess like maybe, maybe not. Like what does that mean? And why is it bad if it is or if it isn't? And so you get put in these social settings where like everyone is laughing and then you have to be the one to like basically like ruin the fun, right? To ruin it, to take it too seriously. And so my answer to this is, what are some red lines when we poke fun at our colleagues? The answer is that you shouldn't make fun of your colleagues about anything that is an intersection of their identity, like period, the end. And that's kind of maybe like an extreme stance, but like if you don't kind of make this an all or nothing thing, like where is the line? Because then there's this idea that like some people are more sensitive than other people. And so you got to be like extra careful around them. But then that guy over there, oh yeah, he's cool. He can take a joke. I can basically say whatever I want about him and he's just going to laugh it off. Like you're hurting him, even if he's laughing and even if he's not admitting that to you. So this idea that we have to stop making fun of each other based on the different intersections that make us different, because it's not okay. And even if that guy is like, oh yeah, it's fine, you know, make fun of my skin color, make fun of my weight, make fun of my accent. The person standing next to them, you're like potentially triggering like trauma inside of them. Maybe they also have an accent. Maybe they had a problem with their weight. Maybe even those words, a problem with your weight. Like we have all of these ways of expressing ourselves that are damaging to people. And just because someone laughs it off doesn't mean that you're not causing harm and that you're not hurting them. And so I say, stop. Stop poking fun at your colleagues for anything related to who they are, how they sound, or what they look like. Because what kind of world do we want to live in? And what kind of environment do you want to create around you? Do you want to create one that is inclusive and equitable? Well, then we have to start thinking about what our words are. I was in a seminar over the weekend and they were talking about, this is like the kickoff to like a 5-week thing. And so they were kind of going over all of the house rules and they were talking about the importance of language and how like negative language and disparaging and bias and prejudice language just won't be tolerated within the group. And even thinking about like things that are common to make fun of or to tease or to use in common language. And the example that they brought up was crazy. Like, hey, you know what? That's so crazy. Like you were crazy. Like these things, like it's a super negative way to express ourselves and is putting a huge judgment on people who suffer from mental illness. And that's not funny and it's not cool and it's not kind. And so even something as common, like crazy is not even like, we don't even talk about it in the terms of people sometimes like, oh, this wild thing happened. Like that's totally crazy. But should we be minding our words a bit more and thinking about what impact that has and even where that roots from? And I think in doing this work, I definitely have started to become more aware of the language that I'm using because there's so many terms that we use just like off the cuff that you're like, ooh, I wonder what the background of that is. And if I should be saying that, if I'm saying that I want to create a world that is more inclusive and more equitable and more welcoming of diversity, like, should I be saying that phrase? One that I haven't even bothered to look up because I just know that it's wrong and I need to stop saying it. Like, oh yeah, we were doing this like gangbusters. I'm like, I'm pretty sure that that's actually not something that I need to be expressing and saying, and it probably has a bad history and a bad meaning. I need to cut that phrase out of my vocabulary and actually use the words that I mean. And so how do we start to catch ourselves as we're saying these different expressions and these different words that mean like that aren't kind and aren't nice to different people. Even if we're not talking about a person, there's so many expressions. And of course, right now I'm blanking on, you know, what some of those other ones are. But if you, you know, you're going through your day, like start to watch for these expressions that we have and notice that, you know what, I probably shouldn't be saying that if I'm really trying to become a pusher of inclusion, of an equity, someone who is creating these spaces where anyone is welcome, no matter what. I can't say things like that. And I also probably shouldn't be teasing people about things that fundamentally like are racist, because maybe that one person is going to like let it roll off their shoulder, but it's still causing harm. It's causing harm to them. It's causing harm to the people around you. And, you know, the people who are standing on the sidelines are learning things about you, are learning what it's okay to talk about in these types of groups. And again, are those the types of environment that we want to create? And so how do we become more self-aware and, you know, just teach ourselves how to stop? And the thing is, it's not always super easy because they might be things that we do all the time. Like one of the things that I've stopped myself from saying is you guys, you guys, you guys, like we're not all guys. I'm a woman. So why do I keep saying you guys? So now I say, well, if it's guys, then I'm like, yes, I can say you guys. And it actually means you guys. I might say ladies if it's all women. But even then, like, I don't know how people are identifying as their gender identity. So that's an assumption even right there, right? So, hey, everyone. Hey, all, how are you all? Even thinking about things like that, right? So there's so many, and I challenge you to find one, to catch one in your language that you might either want to look up to make sure that you're not perpetuating something like really horrible and racist unknowingly because it's just a part of our like colloquial language, or one that you already know, you know, I should probably stop saying that. And you know what, I'm gonna. Right. So see if you can find one and start to change that behavior, and then just one at a time. And you'll find yourself saying it still. But then in your mind, you're like, oh, I want to stop saying that. So that's great. You notice that you said it. And next time you're going to notice a little sooner. And before you know it, you might even catch yourself before you do it. Right. And then before you know it, you're going to get in the habit of using that new word that actually says what you mean instead of this phrase that is not inclusive, not equitable, and potentially even a little bit racist in some terms. So let's just stop. We can decide to do that anytime that we want. And I say we start now.
This episode of the Inclusion First podcast is sponsored by the Social Justice Superhero Academy. In this 4-day online course, you, aspiring changemaker, will learn how to start interrupting racism that is happening around you and start creating more inclusion and more equity in our world. Now, as part of the Academy, you'll get access to 4 1-hour video sessions, an interactive community space to share experiences and ask questions, workbooks, exercises, and guides to support you on your journey. Enrollment closes in early August, so sign up today at www.tinyurl.com/social-justice-superhero. Thank you for listening to the Inclusion First podcast. We are always collecting and answering your most important questions on anti-racism. So if there's something on your mind, head on over to theinclusionfirstproject.org and click on Ask a Question. We would love to get your like, your share, your follow, and especially your review wherever you find us. Thank you again so much for listening, and we will talk to you next time.